Welcome to the BC Book Review. We are so glad that you have tuned in. The authors that we are featuring today are Tony Evans, author of 30 Days to Overcoming Emotional Strongholds, Cindy Trim, author of Push, Persevere Until Success Happens Through Prayer, and Beverly Jenkins, author of For Your Love. The purpose of this show is to highlight wholesome Christian books, promote them to our audience, encourage you to buy these books for yourself and for others, and most importantly, to see people come to Christ and lives changed for the glory of God. First up today is Tony Evans, author of 30 Days to Overcoming Emotional Strongholds. Here's a little information about Tony Evans. Dr. Tony Evans is founder and senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, founder and president of the Urban Alternative, chaplain of the NBA's Dallas Mavericks, and author of The Power of God's Names, Victory in Spiritual Warfare, among many others. His radio broadcast, The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, can be heard on more than 1,000 U.S. outlets daily in more than 130 countries. Now here's a short description of the book, 30 Days to Overcoming Emotional Strongholds. Emotional strongholds come in all shapes and sizes. Doubt, rejection, poor self-esteem, pride, stubbornness, a victim mentality, or defeatism. Which of these are you battling? Which ones are undermining your confidence and eroding your spiritual strength? Tearing down emotional strongholds so they no longer dominate your thoughts and actions can come only through an intentional alignment of your thoughts with God's truth in the Bible. Join Dr. Tony Evans in examining key emotional strongholds and their corresponding biblical truths that you can declare and apply to bring victory into your life. Now here's a brief review of the book, 30 Days to Overcoming Emotional Strongholds. Dr. Tony Evans helps readers to embark on a journey of overcoming the things that keep us from experiencing God's best in our lives. Many of those things have to do with our emotional state and how we choose to respond to various situations in life. In 4 weeks, readers will gain a better understanding of how to deal with and become victorious over emotions, stress, worry, and hopelessness. Dr. Evans describes stress, depression, anger, and other issues as spiritual issues that can only be overcome through the help of God. Evans helps readers to understand that God did not create us to be slaves to our emotions or to anything else, but to be alive and free in Him and through Him. We highly recommend this book. Visit Dr. Tony Evans online at www.tonyevans.org. 30 Days to Overcoming Emotional Strongholds is published by Harvest House Publishers. Be sure to get your copy from your local bookstore or from any online retailer such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. Now here's a song titled Down by the Riverside by Etta James.
Study one.
Next up today is Cindy Trim, author of Push, Persevere Until Success Happens Through Prayer. Here's a little information about Cindy Trim. Dr. Cindy Trim has dedicated her life to serving God and humanity. A best-selling author, high-impact teacher, and former senator, Dr. Trim is a sought-after empowerment specialist, revolutionary thinker, and transformational leader. She has earned a distinguished reputation as a catalyst for change and voice of hope to the nations. Now here's a short description of the book, Push, Persevere Until Success Happens Through Prayer. Today's world knows little about perseverance. This is why so few people become innovators, entrepreneurs, and world changers. Success is bypassed, not due to a lack of opportunity, but because we don't know how to maximize the opportunities in front of us and push, persevere until success happens. In her encouraging and dynamic style, Dr. Cindy Trim inspires you to go for it. It is one thing to read about the lives of great achievers. It is another thing to join their ranks. Learn how to carry your dreams, visions, and goals full term and to complete fulfillment. Learn how to exercise the power of faith to overcome the impossible and release God's supernatural purposes into your life. Learn how to resist the temptation to cave under pressure and press on even when you don't feel like it anymore. And learn how to empower others to fulfill their divine destinies through co-laboring with them. If you dare to believe that God has something great in store for you to do, to accomplish, or to achieve, Dr. Cindy Trim says you must be prepared to persevere in spite of your hardship, setbacks, and challenges in order to realize your dreams and accomplish your goals. This book is written to give you that extra push. Now here's a brief review of the book, Push, Persevere Until Success Happens Through Prayer. In Push, Dr. Trim uses the analogy of the process of childbirth to describe what it means to take ideas, dreams, goals, and visions through the process of growth, change, and ultimate fruition. Trim bases the success of an individual on the power of prayer and human perseverance. Filled with biblical principles and thought-provoking stories, she illustrates the actions, thoughts, and behavior processes that one goes through in order to obtain success. Readers will be motivated, inspired, and encouraged to push through the setbacks and obstacles, to use their faith and embrace the power of prayer to realize their success in life. Anyone who desperately wants to see their dreams come to pass and their goals reached will be greatly helped by Dr. Trim's fine work. We highly recommend this book. Visit Cindy Trim online at www.cindytrim.com. Push, Persevere Until Success Happens Through Prayer is published by Destiny Image. Be sure to get your copy from your local bookstore or from any online retailer, such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. Now here's a song titled, He's Got the Whole World in His Hands by Mavis Staples.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. The whole world in his hands. He's got you and me, brother, in his hands. You and me, sister, in his hands. He's got you and me, brother, in his hands. The whole world in his hands. If religion was a thing that money could buy, whole world in his hands. The rich would live and the poor would die. The whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. The whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. The whole world in his hands. Thank you. In his hands, the little bitty baby. In his hands, he's got the little bitty baby. In his hands, the whole world in his hands. My God's got the whole world in his hands. In his hands, in his hands. God's got the whole world in his hands. The whole world in his hands. He's got everybody here right in his hands. Everybody here in his hands. He's got everybody here in his hands. The whole world in his hands. My God's got the whole world in his hands. In his hand, in his hand. You know God's got the whole world in his hands, the whole world in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand, sure enough in his hand. In his hand, God's got you right in his hand. Whole world in his hand. My God's got the whole world in his hand. In his hand, in his hands. He's got everybody right in his hand. Whole world in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand.
Next up today is Beverly Jenkins, author of For Your Love. Here's a little information about Beverly Jenkins. Beverly Jenkins is the author of 30 historical and contemporary novels, including 5 previous books in her beloved Blessing series. She has been featured in many national publications, including The Wall Street Journal, People Magazine, The Dallas Morning News, Vibe, and many others. Now here's a short description of the book, For Your Love. NAACP nominee and best-selling author Beverly Jenkins returns to Henry Adams, Kansas, an unforgettable place that anyone would want to call home, with a story of family, friends, and the powerful forces from our past that can irrevocably shape our future. Mayor Trent July and his wife Lily are enjoying life as newlyweds and embracing the challenges and joys that come with being foster parents to 2 wonderful boys. But being a foster father has inevitably forced him to think about his own birth mother. Raised by his grandmother Tamar and in many ways the good people of Henry Adams, Trent was blessed with a childhood full of love. But now he can't help wondering what happened to the scared teenage girl who handed him over to his grandmother, and questions that he's never voiced are now begging to be answered. Who was she? Is she still alive? Why didn't she want him? Trent has always believed no good comes from dwelling on the past, especially when you have a loving family, a strong community, and folks who depend on him. But when the past comes to Henry Adams, and Trent has no choice but to face it, and the woman who left him behind, the truth will shake his very being and everything he thought he knew about life, love, and the bonds that hold families together, yet can also tear them apart. Now here's a brief review of the book, For Your Love. In Beverly Jenkins' latest book, she brings readers back to Henry Adams, Kansas, and all the joys and trials that come from this small town in previous books. Mayor Trent July has known the good people here for years, and the life he lived then and lives now has also been good. However, the past of oneself or of others often has a way of catching up and causing one to rethink what once was and why. Jenkins offers a classically wonderful read about the joy and tragedy of second chances. We highly recommend this book. Visit Beverly Jenkins online at www.beverlyjenkins.net. For Your Love is published by William Morrow Publishers. Be sure to get your copy from your local bookstore or from any online retailer such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. All of these books can be found online at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. Support these authors by buying their books, recommending their books to your friends, or by sending them a note of encouragement, as they continue to fulfill the command in Habakkuk 2:2, which states, "Write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it." And remember, for those who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior yet, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you want to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, please believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose by the power of God for you. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today, and he will. For the saints, keep looking up, for your redemption draweth nigh. This radio broadcast is brought to you by our sponsors, BlackChristianBookPromo.com and BlackCBC.com. Thanks for tuning in. Join us here, same time, same place, for the next BC Book Review broadcast. May God bless you as you serve him this week. Let's roll out with a song titled "Rock of Ages" by Smokey Robinson. God bless.
Rock of Ages, let me hide myself in thee. Love.